91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. The compensation paid to the top executive of the National Bank came under fire at its annual shareholders meeting in Montreal today. Reporter Peter Ray has more.
Close to $8.5 million was paid out in salary and bonuses to National Bank CEO Louis Vachon in 2011. And a shareholder rights group called MEDAC complained that amount was exorbitant. Several members denounced the payments and the peer comparisons used by the bank to justify them. Vachon's total compensation last year was up 47% from $5.7 million in 2010. Bank Chairman Jean Douville says most shareholders agree with the executive compensation, which, he added, reflects, quote, the realities that we live, unquote. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Bob Ray is laying the blame for the stealth fighter fiasco squarely on Stephen Harper, and he's demanding the Prime Minister's resignation. The interim Liberal leader says Harper lied to Canadians during last May's election about having contractual protection against skyrocketing costs for the F-35 jets. There will be fewer staff and more ads for CBC as the broadcaster seeks to cut millions in spending following last week's federal budget. CBC President Hubert Lacroix says the corporation expects to lay off more than 650 people over the next 3 years as part of an effort to save $115 million. But Lacroix says the financial pressure doesn't just come from the cuts to the taxpayer-funded portion of the budget, and in reality, the CBC faces a $200 million shortfall. He says some money will be made up through advertising, and the CBC has applied for permission to run ads on CBC Radio 2. To cut costs, the broadcaster will seek to get rid of pricey real estate, scale back its international radio arm, and cut back on news, music, and sports programming. But Lacroix says the network remains committed to its long-term plan of becoming more Canadian, regional, and digital, which he says is vital to CBC's role as the public broadcaster. With gasoline prices up by as much as 4.5 cents in some parts of the country, a spokesman for Canadian Petroleum Products Institute says it's hard to say what the price will be at the pumps this summer. Vice President Carol Montereau says pump prices will be affected by two major variables.
The reason why it's so difficult to predict prices is that prices really depend on the economic situation because of the correlation between energy use and economic strength, and really what's happening in the conflict between Iran and the United States. And short of being able to predict where these two variables will be going in the coming months, it's almost impossible to predict where prices at the pump will be in the coming months.
Gas prices usually rise in the spring as refineries shut down to convert from producing diesel to gasoline as the summer driving and vacation months approach. That's 91X News to 402. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. Here's 91X Sports. Major League Baseball's North American schedule starts tonight. The Miami Marlins host the reigning World Series champ St. Louis Cardinals. In the offseason, the Marlins went out and spent the money, brought in superstar shortstop Jose Reyes and veteran pitchers Mark Burley and Heath Bell. They're looking to bounce back from a disappointing last-place finish in the NL East. Marlins ace Josh Johnson gets the nod against journeyman pitcher Kyle Loesch. Loesch last season finished with a 14-8 record. Johnson, on the other hand, was 3-1 with a 1.64 ERA. He had an injury-plagued season with only 9 starts. NBA Commissioner David Stern wants to see a new rule change. Stern earlier stated, "Our rule is that they won't be eligible for the draft until they're 19. Stern went on to say, "They can play in Europe, they can play in the D-League, they can even go to college." This statement was on the verge of Ohio Buckeye sophomore forward Jared Sullinger declaring for the draft this June. The 6'9" sophomore announced today that he's giving up his final 2 seasons with the Buckeyes. Sullinger averaged 17.5 points per game and 9.2 rebounds per game. Kentucky forward Anthony Davis is projected to go first overall in this June's draft. Davis is also a freshman. Teammate Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is also a freshman and is expected to be the first-round pick according to ESPN. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Baldrick with 91x Weather.
Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers early in the evening and a low of -2. Thursday, we're going to see some sun and a high of 9. And Friday, look for the sun to continue with a low of -2 and a high of 10. Right now, it's 10 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.